I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to the Must Hear Music Podcast. This week I am sitting here with Jason Lipschitz.
What's up, man? Oh, you.
I fucked that one up. Sorry. Jason Lurlberg.
You got this.
Jason Lipschitz.
Yeah, see?
It's
been a long day for everyone.
I know. It has been a long day.
And Natalie Weiner.
Yay, you said my name right.
Yeah, it's not that hard. I mean, I could say Natalie Weiner, but...
Don't!
I'm sure you got enough of that for the first 15 years of your life.
For the first 24 years of my life.
All right, perfect. And my name's Joe Lynch, so I always forget to say that, but...
Joe Lynch.
Who cares? Joe Lynch. Actually, I get a lot of mail to Joe Lunch, so...
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
That would be, that's your rap name.
It's kind of cute, yeah.
Joey Lunch!
MC Lunch, yeah.
MC! Delicious.
Anyways, let's start with who else are we gonna start with? The pop god.
Oh yeah.
The man, the boy of teen pop music.
The king.
The reigning king, Austin Mahone.
The lead Mahomie.
And she's got a new song called Dirty Work, and let's toss it to Mahomie number one, Jason Lipschitz.
Man, it's like if there was a movie called Mahomies instead of Minions, like I would be the Steve Carell. Of, I don't even know. He's the leader of the.
I don't even know.
I don't know anything about the movie, and I don't want to know. So.
Anyway. Yeah, Austin Mahone's back, man, with a new single called "Dirty Work," and Austin Mahone put out an EP last year. It was called "The Secret." Pretty good EP, actually.
Not inspired by the book. Which surprised me. I bought it thinking it would be a soundtrack to that.
No, it's not inspired by the book. It's a pretty good EP. I kind of vibed with the Austin Mahone EP a little bit in a way that only a 27-year-old man can do.
I like the Pitbull song. That was on it.
Yeah,
right?
It was good. Yeah. that whole song is like so fun just in terms of like to picture acting it out where it's just like when I saw her walking down the street, it's like I saw I said yeah. Like right, Austin. Anyway.
I haven't heard this song. I'm not sure I want to.
What's next week's Must Hear Music? That's every week's Must Hear Music. Yeah, by Austin Mahone. Anyway, so moving on to Dirty Work. This song is a lot of fun, and somebody on Twitter pointed out that it sounds a lot like J.C. Chazé's Blowing Me Up With Her Love, a song that I love. And the thing about this song is that it sounds like the type of music that every young male pop artist is making these days. You know, Nick Jonas is going to be a frame of reference, but it's also like everyone, like, you know, like Grace and Chance, our friend Grace and Chance is trying to make music like this. Jesse McCartney's trying. Shout out to the G-Man. Shout out to Jesse McCartney also trying to make music like this. Very like Miguel inspired, like funky white boy music. But I enjoy it. Like it's a fun song. It's not like groundbreaking in any way, but I think he kind of tossed this out as a preview to what is coming. He's talked about, you know, the fact that he was still a kid when I guess he is still a kid now.
Is he even 18 yet?
I mean, he's definitely, or maybe not. I don't know. He's right around there.
How old Austin Mahone is? I thought you were the lead Mahomie.
I'm like, the chief Mahomie, but Austin's wisdom has no age. Let's say that. But no, I think that this is just a good starting point for his next project. It's a fun dance song, and yeah, I'll kick it to you, Natalie, because you seem anxious to talk about Austin Mahone.
I actually, you know what? Funny story, Jason. I actually sent this song to Joe before you even did. And
really?
I was like, are you sure we're not talking about the new Austin Mahone song? And then we are.
Wow.
So,
yeah. I like so that.
You've trained me well. yeah, I, as a person who is not familiar with the Austin Mahone oof, like, I have to say.
He's 19, so, by the way. He is 19. I thought he was.
Wow. Barely yeah. legal. Yeah. Anyway. It sounds like the kind of song that artists do when they're like, I'm going to add edge. I'm sexy. You know what I mean?
Like, I really liked your little shoulder thing right there.
Yeah, this isn't a video podcast, yeah. But you guys are missing
we'll
out.
We'll make a gif of it.
But yeah, so it's kind of like sex in air quotes, you know. But so as improbable as it is to hear Austin Mahone being like dirty work and singing lyrics like I'm filthy to the core, which is a lyric of the song.
Yeah.
I mean, just as a quick throwback, when he was coming out, he said that he was a virgin, like when he was becoming famous around 15. So, you know, this is a significant departure.
So this whole, like, yeah. So I'm not so off base here.
Totally.
Know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm like, I'm into the song. To me, it's like got kind of an uptown funk.
Yeah.
Vibe, like that kind of guitar, like the funk guitar thing. But like, it's fun. It's like very much teen appropriate centered dance pop thing. And it's successful at that.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm not mad.
You're not mad. I'll take that,
like the working the night shift thing. I'm like, I guess you do work the night shift and that you play concerts, but also I don't know if I'm like really believing your grind story here.
He's young Drake. He's young, but he's making millions.
Or young Kanye. Five beats a day for three summers.
Yeah.
The Austin Mahone story.
Anyway, Joe.
Yeah, no, I actually really like this song. And
wow, we're all agreeing on unanimous. The Austin Mahone song.
No, I think
this
it's
everything.
Just, you're right that it's sound-wise what a lot of people his age are doing and in his mold. But like, I just think it's a much better song than most of the stuff that gets thrown out. And part of that is like the guitar riff on it, the, you know, very funky guitar riff sounds like Prince's Kiss, you know, and maybe a little close for comfort. But
yeah.
I mean, if you're going to ape something, like that's one of the best ever. So
yeah,
might as well ape the classics. And I like that it has the kind of heavy 80s synths in it. I'm always a fan of that.
One of our colleagues, because I was feverishly IMing this song to our colleagues last week, and I was like, yo, Austin Mahone! And one of our colleagues was like, this sounds like a Nick Jonas B-side. And I was like, nah, I don't like. I think this. If
Nick Jonas's vibe is different. Austin Mahone feels more teen. Nick Jonas feels more.
Nick Jonas is more weekendy.
Yeah.
And to me, this is more like 80s funk kind of fun.
Yeah.
You know?
I just feel like if, say, Nick Jonas hypothetically made this song, like, I feel like this would be an awesome Nick Jonas single. So that's the stand I'm taking
that's
on this week's Bustier Music.
Yeah, I definitely don't think this is like a poor man's Nick Jonas. I think this is like within kind
a
of.
A rich man's Austin Mahone.
This is a rich man's Austin Mahone. whatever that means.
But I like that.
Anyways, so yeah, so it's Austin Mahone, Dirty Work. It ostensibly has nothing to do with the Norm Macdonald film of the same name. That's not been confirmed, but
wow.
We're working on getting that confirmed for you guys. So let's listen to it. Austin Mahone, Dirty Work. You know it ain't no 9 to 5. We going sundown to sunrise. Dirty work. I'm filthy down to the core. Leave all your stress. All right, that was Austin Mahone's Filthy as Hell, Dirty Work.
Filthy to the core.
Filthy
Get it
to
right.
the core.
Get it right.
Damn it.
Filthy to the core.
Let's toss to a Natalie track. So we're going to do This is WizKid featuring Drake and Skepta remix of a song that I'm definitely going to mangle the name. It's Oju Legba, and that is in reference to an urban neighborhood in Nigeria. So
that's a good
that
fun
fact. Explains why I have no idea how to pronounce it, because it's not a proper city. It's just a name for a local area.
Yeah, he knows all the Nigerian cities.
I know all that stuff. No, obviously I googled that. So Drake has a Beats One radio show. In case you missed the memo, you definitely heard about Taylor Swift writing a letter to Apple. So Apple Music launched. It's got this great, I think Apple Music is fine personally, but I'm definitely digging Beats One Radio. They've got some incredible artists doing great shows. Dr. Dre is on it. Yeah. Jolin's favorite, St. Vincent, has a fantastic radio show. And Drake has one too. So Drake's on his first one, and I think only so far, he premiered three remixes featuring Drake.
Himself,
if anyone loves Drake, it's Drake.
It's true.
And so one of these is a WizKid song called Olu Jegba. And the remix is Drake with Skepta. So that's all I'm going to say about it and toss to you.
Cool. Well, I mean, first, this is an example that we are really like in the golden age of the Drake remix. Like, he is literally true on every single song by every single up and coming artist.
Yeah.
Anything, which is exemplified by the fact that he elected to jump on a song featuring, to the American like audience, two relative unknowns. Skepta is like probably the biggest person in the grime scene in the UK, and like he's trying to cross over into the US. WizKid is from Nigeria, as Joe alluded to, and I picked this song because I think it's dope and it makes me really happy to listen to one, but I also think it's an example of this sort of burgeoning Nigerian music scene that I think is like super ready to like cross over. It's like the music being made there is incredible, and like more and more rappers from the US and elsewhere are sort of bringing artists from Nigeria and West Africa in general sort of into the mainstream a little bit. And I don't know, I love it. It's like this combination of music that sounds distinctly African still. I mean, it's like a marimba beat. but it still sounds like super fresh and modern, and the hip hop sensibility is there, but it's just like a whole different take on it. And like in general, music from Nigeria that I've listened to, it's like a little bit of dancehall, a little bit of EDM, a little bit of hip hop, and like kind of all just like, and the sort of basic like traditional African sound like all mixed together, and I'm like so into that. And like, you know, of course Drake's gonna hop on that bandwagon. He knows what's up. And like the song is good, you know. I'm not like saying Drake's verse is anything exceptional or anything like that, but just like overall as a vibe kind of thing, I'm into it.
Very cool. Yeah, no, I love the drums on this. The drums are so interesting. And it's funny because I went through a big like grime and UK dubstep phase for like a year, and I just I hadn't heard Skepta's name in a while, and I was like, Skepta, nice, all right. It's funny because you mentioned the fact that Drake is just hopping on so many remixes. It's interesting because in 2012, between Take Care and Nothing Was the Same, he was just on every song, but just on the normal versions. Like, he was on like every like 2 Chainz song, and like he was on Pop That. He just dropped a bunch of verses. Now he's actually hopping on songs that already exist. This started last year, obviously.
Yeah.
But he's unavoidable. And I dig this one.
All right. Yeah, let's listen to it. It's WizKid featuring Drake and Skepta. It's a remix of Olegjiba. I can't explain.
Are you feeling good tonight? OBO Sound Radio. This thing got me thanking God for life.
All right, that was Drake and Skepta on a WizKid track. And
what's the track called again?
Thanks. I think it's called Olegjiba.
Oh, interesting.
It was premiered on his Beats One show, which you should check out. course, after you check out St. Vincent's, which is, it's great. She makes
after you listen to the Must Hear Music podcast.
After, right. Listen to this first. Anyways, so yeah, now I'm going to do one of my picks. So this is from a young Little Rock, Arkansas, or Arkansas, as they say it down there. I've driven through the South. I know how they do things.
Okay, Joe.
Anyways. Sorry.
We believe you.
So anyways, her name is Carrie Foe. The song is called Nada. So she got some internet attention sort of, let's say, last year, earlier this year. She had a great song called No Small Talk where a cell phone ringtone is used as the sample. And she had another one called On the Internet that I think got a Childish Gambino cosign.
Yeah.
Of course, it makes sense because he has an album because the internet, anything with the internet in the title, he just loves it.
He's like, all right.
He's like, all right,
Google
I'll.
Alert
yeah, exactly.
Internet.
Exactly.
He's a huge fan of the internet.
He just likes the internet. Like group. anyone who talks about it.
Yeah.
Anyways, though, so Carrie Foe is her name. She just a really cool story. You know, like she was just a regular kid in Arkansas working like dumb jobs like Chick-fil-A and whatever, you know, no offense to Chick-fil-A, but you know, like it's one of those jobs you're hoping will eventually lead to something else. She put up a bunch of songs online and it got some really high profile attention, and now she's like making money off her music. So this is one of the first songs to come out after she got some attention. It's called Nada. I'm not as into it as I was No Small Talk, but I really just like, it's just a great kind of like laid back sort of old school hip hop summer jam sort of song. And she's got some great lines. And I'm trying to think if I wrote these down. Oh, one of them was like, you are not a synonym because we are not the same. She's got some good one liners in there. And I also love that you should like this. She's a rapper who gives a lot of props to Soulja Boy, which is not something you hear a lot of these days. So
not enough of it.
So there you go. But what do you guys think of this?
I think that it, like, I was listening to this song and I was doing something else while I was listening to it. And, like, I had to stop what I was doing, the other thing, to, like, listen to it because I liked it that much. And I know, no, it was just kind of like her voice and her delivery are not background music. Like, mm-hmm. they are front and center and they beg your attention in a way that I really appreciate. I think the song itself is like, it's okay, like it, but I think her talent really shone through, and now I'm gonna remember this name.
Cool. What do you think, Natalie?
I liked it. I was not like just like super vibing with it. I thought the hook was nice. I liked that kind of refrain that she had going on. Like a good hook that is not sung is like hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
And she pulls that off. Some of the lines, like, were just a little bit corny for me.
Yeah,
I was like,
totally.
And because she's rapping at a pretty mellow pace, it's like you really hear everything that's being said. And so the, like, thing about, like, EA Sports, like, I'm...
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, she did, like, an oh, let's do it, no Waka Flocka.
I know.
Like, a very hashtag.
Like, okay. I mean, it's like, all right, I see you, like, mm-hmm. making references, but... Anyway, aside from those things that just kind of, like, jumped out of me, like, I was, like, into the vibe, and definitely there's potential there. I think it's just, like, you know, push it a little bit further.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, no, I agree. The song could be a little more attention-grabbing, I guess, or just maybe, I guess maybe there's nothing wrong with the song. Maybe it's just that it is a laid-back song, and it probably isn't the song to, like, break her through. Right. And I definitely do think... you know, I hope it doesn't hold her back. That kind of what we've been saying, that she does have a more like laid back. It's not as aggressive. Like when Azealia Banks came out, like that was a very like in your face rapping style. And so like it was kind of impossible to forget it after you've heard it. Whereas I feel this, yeah, it's slower. And like, so people like the more attention is paid to the lyrics. And, you know, like it's just, it's not as aggressive. And I think as a female rapper, You almost need to be, or at least the examples we've had who have crossed through in the past, Angel Hayes, Minaj, Azealia Banks, like have been extremely aggressive rappers early in their career, where she's mm-hmm. more laid back. Hopefully, though, like her talent, she seems very comfortable on the mic. And I don't know, I do like her. So I am excited to see where things go. with her, and let's listen to it right now. So it's Carrie Faux Nada.
The way I'm catching plays is miraculous. Get the bread, then we flip it like a spatula. They ask me how I do it, but it's natural. Catch me on a scene, and you know I'm acting up, cause I'm popping. What you stopping? Not a whole ass thing. I bet I make a scene when I step on the scene, cause I'm popping. What you stopping? Not a whole ass thing. Cause I'm popping.
All right, that was Carrie Faux. Let's switch to, what else are we looking at here? Oh, LDR. Let's look at Lana Del Rey.
I didn't know what you were talking about for a second.
New song, new opus, Honeymoon. Oh, this is a
You know what I gotta say? Oh yeah, I gotta say. I saw your guys' picks for this week's Must Hear Music, and I was like, you guys are very like, you know, unknown artists or very smaller artists for the most part, and then I just come in. That's true. On a feature,
as a featured,
whatever.
But then I come in with Austin Mahone and Lana Del Rey.
You know, we left someone's got to bring the heavy for hitters. You though.
Like, yeah, I did leave Lana for you. I thought you were gonna pick her.
No, sorry, I'm predictable. Anyway, so Lana Del Rey has a new like 6-minute song called Honeymoon, and you know, I don't know how long Lana Del Rey can keep doing this in terms of making songs about like complicated love and the West Coast. I guess it works for Red Hot Chili Peppers. They may have been doing it for decades.
They definitely have the same audience.
Yeah. Comparable career, for sure.
But I just think that I was a little bit disappointed because I think that West Coast, when I heard West Coast, I was like, yes, this is a complete kind of evolution from the sound that she was doing on her first album. And it previewed the sound of Ultraviolence in a way that I really enjoyed and appreciated. I feel like this is kind of like another like lilting dirge of a song. Mm-hmm. And not that I dislike it, it's just like, I was hoping for something equally as pretty, but something more substantial. It's epic and like very wide screen, which I like, but it's, I don't know. It kind of lost my interest a little bit. You're making a very solemn face. Right? You're nodding and you're just like, yeah.
I'm making a solemn face because I'm kind of felt similarly. This is so
awesome. We're on the same page about loving the new Austin Mahone and not loving new Lana.
This is great. Anyways, yeah, no, I agree. I appreciate the scale and the ambition of this song. Like, I feel like she's kind of trying to do her, you know, orchestral widescreen thing, but even more widescreen on this song. Yeah. But I also agree, it's just a little too dour. And I feel like I really do like Lana Del Rey. And when she's on, I like am enraptured by it. But I think also with the kind of music that she makes, which is so like humorless, there's no smirking and there's no groove to it.
Yeah.
There's, even though it's about love, there's no libido. And when something like that becomes like so serious and so epic, it's just like, oh my God, this is like so overwhelming. I don't want to like, I almost like have no patience for it. But I do actually like this song, sort of. I'm going to say, like, I feel like maybe it'll
There's
grow
a
on
stand.
Me. Here's a harsh stand. Yeah. Maybe it'll grow on me. I don't know. I like the first minute and then it just kind of keeps going. So.
Yeah, I feel like I don't want, when I heard West Coast, I did actually, did I hear that live for the first time? I think so, because it was at Coachella. I think she debuted it there. But I remember hearing the studio version a bunch and being like, I want to hear this live again now that I know it. I don't feel like I want to hear this song live.
This is the go to the bathroom, go get a beer song.
No.
Ouch. Damn.
I mean, it's just not a live thing.
Yeah.
Unless she has a full orchestra, which seems unlikely. I don't know. I thought it was interesting what you're saying, that it's like, that it's humorless. Like, and I definitely get that. For me, as not like a person who knows in depth Lana Del Rey, I'm sorry. Like, It's definitely.
Wait, so you don't know Lana Del Rey or Austin Mahone?
I know some Lana Del Rey, but I'm not like super entrenched in her work.
I'm going to send you a playlist with one Lana Del Rey song and 15 yes.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right,
sounds like a plan. But I know she has this kind of like consciously retro thing. And this to me feels very much like that, like kind of like the pop singers of the 60s with this like strong emotion and like kind of a Julie London thing, you know, like the sweeping orchestras and like the deep feelings and like it's all just so tragic and sad and epic, you know, and she's like totally doing that. And it, to me, like her voice sounded great here. Like she was like singing and like it sounded really good. But I get what you're saying. Like I understand your criticisms.
My whole thing with this song is like, I'm sure Lana Del Rey fans love this song, but like, is this gonna convince anyone who's like on the fence about Lana Del Rey to be like, oh, wow, Lana Del Rey? Like, I feel like it's just like you've heard this before a little bit. Mm-hmm. And again, that's like, it's not a bad song. It's just like I said, like, you, this is something you've already experienced from Lana Del Rey.
So were you saying it's a honeymoon that you don't want to go on?
Oh, whoa. Joe. I can't wait to sing this song a lot on my honeymoon. Probably, yeah. Actually, that's like, no, I actually won't.
Such an earworm. It's just going to get stuck in your head.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Your poor fiance, future wife, is just going to be like, all right, why are you singing a lot of Del Rey?
Yeah, that, don't do that to her.
I'll just sing Young and Beautiful a lot.
Mm.
Aw. Yes,
that's nice. Or, every time you look at her.
I do think of her as the pit bull to my Austin Mahone. That's in my vows. Oh, no. I just spoiled my vows.
You have to rewrite those,
oh,
I guess.
No. Oh, anyway.
Wow, I'm going to remember that forever.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's listen to some of the 6-minute epic Honeymoon from Lana Del Rey.
Little bullet guard, if we choose, Mr. Born to lose our honeymoon, our honeymoon.
All right, that was LDR. Let's toss to a Natalie pick. We've got Ghostface Killah and Adrian Young, and the song is Death's Invitation. Yeah. Sorry,
keeping it super like low key and casual with
the
song
exactly.
Title.
And did you pick this knowing because Ghostface is your favorite rapper?
Yeah,
rapper. I know that.
Rapper. he's not my favorite rapper.
He's not your favorite parappa. Yeah, so okay, so you did not know that.
No.
So you weren't just trying to
ingratiate
yourself to Jason.
Always.
No, she's already done that with Natalie's already done that with just talking about basketball nonstop. I'm like, yeah, Natalie, yeah.
We don't talk sports on this podcast.
So oh my goodness.
No fun at all. Yeah. Anyway, yes, Ghostface Killah. I did not pick it because of Jason. I picked it because I was looking for new hip hop that I liked. And this, I mean, I've been wanting to take a look at this like collaboration for a while because obviously, you know, Ghostface Killah, legendary. Adrian Young, very, very talented as well. You know, seems like two dudes kind of the same mind working together. And this song, it kind of, I mean, obviously it's kind of an old school vibe because it's Ghostface Killah, it's Wu-Tang, you know? But it just, like, it had, you know, this sort of impromptu casual feel with the beat. Like, it really didn't feel overproduced, but then at the same time they're doing all these really, really cool things rhythmically, both with rapping, like with the way they're doing their flow and the beat itself. And I was just like, it kind of just struck me. And it's a bunch of like rando guest people who I personally was not familiar with before, but who I, after doing some research, seem to have long histories in the genre. But yeah, it was just kind of like, it was some good, I know people call it like lyrical rapping, and that descriptor always bothers me because it's like all rapping is lyrical, it all has lyrics. But it is that kind of like
Young Thug. He just makes noises.
Uh-oh. In a hot great, Young Thug takes.
In a great way. I love it. Like, but yeah.
No, definitely. It just was really like very good technical rapping, but still not like technical for the sake of being technical, you know. It seemed like in the keeping of the vibe.
Yeah. Yeah, Ghostface, as Joe said, is my favorite all-time rapper. I did not love the 12 Reasons to Die first part, and I don't really love this one. I feel like I always just love playful Ghostface. That's my favorite Ghostface, and I enjoyed the album he put out last year, 36 Seasons, which was like based off a comic book he did. I thought it was actually done pretty cleverly. This kind of frustrates me by kind of keeping his personality contained a little bit too much. I mean, he's still there. He's still Ghostface. It's never like clumsy, but it's just like not enticing in any way. Like, I don't know. I heard this song and I listened to part two of 12 Reasons to Die, I think last week for the first time. And I was just like, yeah, I mean, it's been almost 10 years since the last Ghostface album that I really loved, which makes me a little sad. I know.
Sad.
But, you know, such is the world we live in.
Everyone peaks, you know. It's sad.
I know.
Sad truth.
Very, very quick. Have either of you guys heard the Fish Scale album?
Great.
It's just
great
like
album.
The best album.
It's fantastic.
2006. And yeah, I mean, Supreme Clientele is still my favorite, but like Fish Scale, it was almost 10 years ago. Makes me feel sad. Anyway.
Yeah. No. I think Fish Scale might be my favorite of his. Not that I know all of them, but I think
I'll put you on, Joe.
I'll
send Austin Mahone to Natalie. Ghostface to you.
All right.
But yeah, no, Fish Scale felt really like relevant at the time. And not that this feels irrelevant, but it definitely does, I guess, like you're saying, Natalie, kind of have that throwback vibe. And it's like a very like storytelling rap song.
Yeah.
No, I liked it. It's like technically impressive. And I also like just it seems like there's so much story spit at you within a short amount of time. I actually enjoyed listening to it. Like, I would say it was fun because it was like so many different people chiming in to continue this story. But I mean, is this something like I would listen to repeatedly? Probably not, because it is like more of a technical rap track than like something where you're like, oh, this is a really enjoyable song. And I'm not too familiar with mob history. But, you know, it's referencing the DeLuca family.
Yeah.
So I was like, did this stuff actually happen? Or
well,
is this completely fictitious?
Well, it sounds like
fictitious?
There's like a narrative going through the whole album from what I was reading. I haven't listened in depth, but there's some kind of thing there. I remember the other thing I was going to say about why I liked it. And just like we sort of have been talking about how 2015 is this like spectacular year for rap, which it has been. And like all of these rappers doing kind of interesting new cool things, which is awesome. And I felt like this is still consciously trying to move forward. I mean, the Adrian Young production, I think, is where he's, you know, stepping outside his comfort zone a little bit. But like, there's this urgency there that I feel like you just don't hear from a lot of rappers in 2015, because like being sort of more laconic and like, you know, sort of just like a little bit more laid back is what's in right now.
Yeah.
And sort of to hear people just like really pushing against the beat, it's like refreshing. That was, I think, what stuck out to me the most. That was what I wanted to say at the beginning.
Nice. No, I think that's a very solid argument for it.
It's true. It's true. Well said.
All right. Let's listen to it. It's Ghostface and Adrian Young, Death's Invitation from 12 Reasons to Die, Part 2.
It's on the departed. Business as usual for a professional level. Your peach, I do what I do for revenue. Daybreak, the DeLucas made their way through the main gate. Quiet as cougars chasing wild game prey. They cut through the chain link fence, up through the fire escape steps. They raided the cane gang.
All right, next and last, we got a me pick. It is, the band is called On and On. So that's the word on, space A-N, no D, space on. They are a hometown group for me. I don't know these people.
That. I was like, oh,
I've
Minneapolis.
Not lived in Minnesota for more than a decade, but I grew up in St. Paul, which is the twin city of Minneapolis. Back home, we call them the Twin Cities. So these guys are from Minneapolis.
Yeah, you call them the Twin Cities everywhere.
Well, whatever. I'm just saying
back
in case
home,
other people
we have
don't.
This crazy custom.
Well, I actually don't know. Do people on the East Coast call them
yes,
the Twins?
Yes, everybody calls them the
okay,
Twin Cities.
They're the Minnesota Twins. That's why.
Yeah, that's true.
Or just because that's how you know what
that's
they
also
are.
How, yeah.
I feel like anyways, this is a separate conversation, but.
It's the same. I mean, this affects my liking of the song.
That's true. That it is pretty. Anyway, so these guys are from Minneapolis. They came out of a different band called Scattered Trees. This song, I mean, yeah, admittedly, and I think this is probably true for everyone, if you see a band that's getting a little buzz from your hometown, you're, like, more likely to listen to them, because you feel like you have a vague kinship, you know. That, of course, is probably not true in any way, but, like, it just kind of happens. So I listened to this, and I was very impressed with the production. It reminds me of kind of the first time I heard the XX. It's this, like, lo-fi... Yeah. Expansive, moody production. I love that it's just kind of a mesmerizing sound. There's like a guitar, there is a guitar melody, but it's almost like barely there. Like you feel like the person is like so shy that they might just stop playing the guitar at any moment. But the singing is different from the FX or from the XX. I would say the XX vocals are pretty like breathy R&B inspired, whereas this is more indie folk singer songwriter type thing. And and the song is called Behind the Gun, and I just thought it was a really solid track. And again, with the production, it just made me very curious to hear more from them. But what do you guys think?
I mean, you mentioned the XX. I got like a Magical Clouds kind of vibe from it, just very, like you said, moody. I really like the production, and I was not familiar, and probably because I'm not from Minneapolis.
Go figure.
How would anyone have heard them?
Either Twin City.
Yeah. Joe. Back in Minnesota.
Whatever. Let's let that pass.
I don't know if we should.
I got to tell you about this Philadelphia thing called cheesesteak sometime.
Oh, my God.
Shut up. Anyway, no, I liked it a lot.
Natalie, what did you?
Yes, also agreed. I was a fan. Just kind of like the artful use of static. Like, I don't know. It was awesome. Just kind of gives it this whole, like, warm sound. That's, yeah. Different than anything I personally have listened to in a while, although obviously not an innovation per se.
Yeah. Right.
But I, for my own listening, it was a refreshing change. And like, I loved the way it kind of like escalated at the end. And I was like, oh, this is cool. Like that gave it kind of some more like panache, I guess. Nice.
Yeah. No, I agree. It was intriguing. I'll say that much.
Intriguing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's listen to it. On and On. The song is Behind the Gun.
I need you behind the gun. I'll be the one to come undone. I'll be the one to come undone. I can take you there.
All right, that was On and On, Behind the Gun. That's all we got for this week. Do you guys want to add in anything else mocking me or just in general?
No, come on, Joe.
I don't know. I'm gonna brainstorm for a sec. I'll get back to you.
Oh, near Minnesota, there's this city called Chicago.
They are known for their pizza.
I hear they call it the Windy City.
Well, there. No, I'm gonna be there for Pitchfork Fest this weekend with my dad again.
Oh, really? So you bring the dad again? Yeah. He's gonna review some of the shows.
Yeah, we got something cool.
Who's playing there that he's excited to see?
He's super excited for the new Pornographers.
Does he know the band, or is he just excited?
No, he loves
to see Pornography.
He loves.
Yeah, my dad. Obviously, what happens if you go to a new Pornographer show?
Yeah, my dad's a big perv. No, he loves. I've been for years. I've been making my dad like mix CDs.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of adorable of me. But I
do you need someone to brush your shoulder?
Yeah, no, just a little bit. No. But he loves Vampire Weekend, and he loves Grimes. He like we went to Pitchfork Fest last year, and he like saw Grimes for the second time, and was like, I hope she plays this song. And I'm like, whoa, Dad. And yeah, this year, so New Pornographers, Churches, he's excited for, Future Islands, Parquet Courts. So those are the big dad ones this year.
Nice.
I'm excited for Chance the Rapper. He's headlining on Sunday night.
Yes. Is it Chance or is it Donnie Trumpet?
It is Chance.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's gonna be so good.
I'm excited.
That's exciting. Yeah, I'm a little jealous, but
I apologize for calling myself adorable. That was a little.
Yeah, that was a little much, over Jason. The line. No, but that is cool that you can share that with your dad.
Yeah. If you're listening to this and you're there, say hi at Pitchfork Fest. I'll tell you what Joe's really like in real life.
No, he won't. anyways, if you guys have any summer songs, anything you've been listening to, artists you've been enjoying, please tweet them at us. And thank you so much for listening. And thank you, Natalie and Jason, for being here.
Of course.
And of course. We'll have a good week. We'll catch you guys next time.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.